We've been very good at getting heart, lung, and liver. Let me repeat that. We've been very good at getting heart, lung, and liver. Sounds like organ donation from a deceased adult, does it not? Actually, these are the sickening, barbaric words of Dr. Deborah Nucatola, a senior executive of Planned Parenthood, who brazenly bragged about her organization's practice of selling the body parts of late-term aborted babies. Abortion for profit, my fellow Americans, not only rid the potential mother of the potential baby, but do so in a way to harvest the organs. Wow. Like an old junkyard used car lot, don't you think? And the later on in the abortion process, the so-called late-term abortion, where the baby, the ever-growing collection of cells, is virtually physically mature in the womb, the better for the harvesting, the better for the parts for profit-planned parenthood. Profit-planned parenthood. And another Planned Parenthood's top medical doctor talks about manipulating the abortion procedure to yield the most marketable baby parts. No matter the risk to the woman, the once meant to be mother, wait until the very last minute, if possible, so that the fetus could yield the largest and most profitable parts. The heart, the lungs, the liver, and any other valuable organ grown as long as possible in the womb. Ah, what a corrupt, disgusting, barbaric organization. Have you ever given to them, that is, Planned Parenthood, or do you support them in any way? Our federal government does, the Obama administration, to the tune of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars through the years. In fact, Planned Parenthood and its principals, especially Director Cecile Richards, are perhaps the president's closest political ally and supporter and fundraiser. Oh, my Lord, what a world. Even the liberal Arthur Kaplan of New York University, no friend of conservatives, was appalled that anyone would knowingly change medical protocol to scavenge baby parts. Said Kaplan, "That's big trouble ethically." Duh. Your sole concern has to be the mother and her health. Any deviation from normal procedures is unacceptable. If a provider is considering how to get the tissue that's in the best shape, that's a huge conflict of interest. Indeed it is, Professor Kaplan. And it is good to know that even staunch liberals like you and others are appalled by the immorality of Planned Parenthood. But a typical liberal Democrat reaction follows. Any number of Democrat senators and representatives are calling for the Justice Department and Attorney General Lynch to, you ready for this, investigate the organization or organizations that fostered this so-called sting operation on Planned Parenthood, utterly ignoring the barbaric actions of Cecile Richards and her ilk at Planned Parenthood. No matter right or wrong, no matter morality, do what is in the best interest of protecting the liberal, radical, Planned Parenthood, and of course the Obama administration, which authorizes the funding of this above-the-law abortion entity. Not only does the federal government, the Obama administration, fund Planned Parenthood with hundreds of millions of dollars, but so does the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Let me repeat that. The Susan G. Komen Foundation. Why in the name of all breast cancer victims would an organization like the Komen Foundation, which raises hundreds of millions of dollars for the cure of breast cancer, by the way, where is it? Why would they give to an abortion mill like Planned Parenthood? Why? Anybody in Washington got an answer to that one? How about an investigation by the IRS to take away the tax-exempt status of the Komen Foundation for improper utilization of gifting monies, which hurting and caring people have given for the cure of breast cancer, which found its way not to life and healing, but to death and killing? A lot of Americans have a lot of questions about the Susan G. Komen Foundation, in addition to Planned Parenthood. I do. And then there is President Barack Hussein Obama, he, the professed Christian. So far, this president has said nothing. No comments. this Christian president sits back, authorizes the funding of Planned Parenthood to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars for the purpose of the killing of millions upon millions of babies and the worldwide spread of abortifacients, and says and does nothing. Nothing. What a fine Christian example he is, don't you think? But there was one response from the White House to this enormous issue through White House Secretary Josh Earnest. Asked if the president would reconsider federal funding to a group, that is, do away with it, that may be endangering women to farm out their babies' organs, Planned Parenthood, Josh Earnest said, get this, no. Next question, no. The White House secretary gave the issue all of 2 seconds, and frankly, I doubt if his boss gave the matter even that much time or thought. What an administration. What destructive values and lack of morals. What indifference to the sanctity of life. What a president we have, my fellow Americans. I don't know about you, but I am angry to the core, for enough is enough. We all should rise up and take on this man who gets away with anything. The Teflon president, masquerading as a Christian, when in fact, no one in the White House has ever done more to destroy Christian America and Christian values and Christian morals and principles than Barack Hussein Obama. George Bush or Jimmy Carter or certainly Ronald Reagan and even John F. Kennedy would have stopped the funding of that organization immediately. But not Obama and his ilk. No way. In fact, there has been no direct response by Health and Human Services, a federal agency completely controlled by the Obama administration, except for one thing. HHS, in this crisis moment, directed its criticism and complaints against, are you ready for this, the Catholic Charities. The Catholic Charities, those who do good, help women, and are diametrically opposed to abortion. That good organization was attacked by Health and Human Services. Are you listening, all who are Roman Catholic? Did you get that? Are you active, aggressive, demanding, resisting, and standing up against this president and his tightly controlled Health and Human Services agency, both of which are dead set against anything Catholic? You know that to be a fact. Other than taking jabs at Catholics, this White House is virtually ignoring the scandal. And so are the networks, the three of them, you know, the three stooges, ABC, CBS, and NBC, in bed with Obama, and even their subsidiary CNN, supposedly objective, what a joke. All three ignored the story altogether, virtually altogether, leaving only, thank God, the reliable Fox News to let Americans know what was being done to hold Planned Parenthood, the recipient of $500 million tax dollars a year, accountable. The media, those biased three stooges, they utterly ignored the media mantra, if it bleeds, it leads. Isn't that something? And when babies have their organs and other body parts cut out by surgical knives, talk about bleeding. Those three networks spun the story, which for them was all about politics, the reaction of the American people, a nice cop-out, and the vague possibility the story might be true, rather than dealing with the damning allegations that had been made. Oh, boy, they are something else. Have they ever lost their credibility and trustworthiness? Small wonder that so many Americans turn away from these networks in droves, because you simply can't get the facts. You don't get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth from ABC, CBS, and NBC. They are politically and culturally biased, all three of them. What a world, especially a world where we have lost objectivity, the check and balance of our press and our media. It's gone. Want to bet that Planned Parenthood gets away with this in some shape or form? Like Benghazi, like Lois Lerner and the IRS, and so many other scandals and corruption of this Obama administration, which just simply fade into the sunset. Watch this one disappear. Incidentally, no one holds Obama accountable or questions him in any direct way. No one. Major Garrett, news reporter for CBS, asked a question of President Obama with respect to the nuclear deal with Iran. Garrett asked the president why he is content to leave the Americans unaccounted for in the custody of Iran and not include their release in the Iran deal. Obviously, the Garrett question hit a presidential nerve. Easy to do when he is confronted, and this president responded to a very legitimate question and a sincere news reporter as follows. I've got to give you credit, Major Garrett, for how you craft these questions. The notion that I am content with American citizens languishing in Iranian jails. Major, that's nonsense, and you should know better. You should know better. Wow. Obama took Garrett to the woodshed. You dared, Mr. Garrett, to ask him a real question. Obama's not used to that. You can be sure, my fellow Americans, that no one will ever have the opportunity to question Barack Hussein Obama in any direct, accountable way regarding his support for Planned Parenthood or the billions of dollars which our federal government has funded and given to this organization through the years. By the way, my fellow Americans, that is not federal government money funding Planned Parenthood. That is my money and your money, tax money, which this Christian president has given to this abortion mill, this champion of the culture of death, this killing machine. But you and I sit back and we do nothing. We turn the other cheek and we head out to Starbucks to talk about the matter. We should be demanding that every representative and senator who represents us stop this funding. Get rid of Planned Parenthood and put a stop to the unaccountable, often unlawful and illegal actions of President Barack Hussein Obama and his ilk. All of his tightly controlled agencies like HHS and IRS allow this to happen. I say enough is enough. Planned Parenthood has a PAC, a Political Action Committee. Incredible, is it not? That PAC gave more than $586,000 to the campaigns of House and Senate Democrats in 2014. $586,000. Can you believe that? By the way, that's your money and mine. Our federal government funded this butchering organization with hundreds of millions of dollars, and this very same organization, Planned Parenthood, through its PAC, turns around and gives $586,000, monies that we know of, there may be more, and of public record, there may be monies not of public record, to the Democratic representatives and senators who, with Obama, made these millions of dollars funded to Planned Parenthood happen. Talk about conflict of interest. Cecile Richards and her organization, Planned Parenthood, are the epitome of corruption. By contrast, my fellow Americans, hear the words of Dr. Ben Carson. Ah, what a good man he is. Candidate for president for the Republican Party. Wouldn't that be nice? Remember that Ben Carson is a doctor, and he said the following, quote, "What's really disturbing is the fact that we have become so calloused that a lot of people don't even realize that this, Planned Parenthood actions, that this is so shocking to see the callousness with which we are treating human life. There are so many people who are concerned about little spiders and things, and yet the human being inside the mother's womb is much more sophisticated than many of these creatures that they are trying to preserve." Oh, is that an understatement? "There is nothing that can't be done without fetal tissue," end quote. "You don't need it," says Dr. Ben Carson. "So why harvest it from aborted dead babies?" Beautifully said, Dr. Carson. Your words, of course, though right on, will surely be ignored, for you are conservative and pro-life. But you know the truth, and you speak it well. What is involved is a real baby, a real human being, and not a fetus, or a collection of cells. So it's time to stop the killing machine and the main participant in this ever-growing culture of death, this so-called Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood? Talk about a misnomer. The organization should be entitled Planned Non-Parenthood. Planned Non-Parenthood. for following the ways of Planned Parenthood would destroy any opportunity for a mother to be a parent. And yet another benefactor of Planned Parenthood won Hillary Clinton. Oh, my soul. Funding and gifting to the presidential candidates indicates that Hillary Clinton is the recipient of 20 times as much Planned Parenthood money. Why are they giving in the first place? As her Democratic presidential rivals, 20 times more money for her political ambitions from Planned Parenthood than any other candidate. That is a lot of money for Clinton, which, interestingly enough, did not benefit the Clinton Foundation, as so much other illegal dollars have. It will be interesting to see the decision Hillary Clinton will make to keep or return the Planned Parenthood money. That will say a lot about her, will it not? I bet I know what she's going to do. Hear the words of Senator James Lankford, Republican from Oklahoma, who provided Americans with an emotional speech on the Senate floor. Senator Lankford said the following, "You can't say in one moment, that's not a human, and then sell it in the next moment as a human organ and say, hey, now suddenly it is. It was a human all the way through. It was a human all the way through. There was never a time that wasn't a child, never a time that wasn't a human being. And it seems the ultimate irony to me," says Senator Lankford, "that we spend time talking about humane treatment of animals being put down, and we completely miss children being ripped apart in the womb, and their body parts being sold, ripped apart in the womb, and their body parts being sold." Senator James Lankford from Oklahoma. God bless you, sir. Right on. Right to the point. We are talking about the killing of human beings and the harvesting of their organs. Doesn't that make you sick? Not a collection of cells. This was a human being from the beginning, recognized as such, and sold in parts for profit. Oh, God help us, my fellow Americans. What kind of society have we become? How far have we degenerated? By the way, you know all about Planned Parenthood, so keep a close eye on the Susan G. Komen Foundation. That organization was supposed to be the recipient of $4.5 million from the federal government as a special coin was minted. That money instead went to other organizations, not to Komen, even though the Komen Foundation argues that they only gave Planned Parenthood and Cecile Richards $465,000 only. Why did they give them a dime? But they didn't specify why the gift was made or the purpose for the utilization of the funds. Why did they give the money? Where's the cure for breast cancer, Komen? Birds of a feather, don't you think? The Susan B. Komen Foundation should be investigated just like Planned Non-Parenthood should. And now hear the words of presidential candidate and former governor of Texas, Rick Perry. Perry was asked whether a moratorium, at least a moratorium, should be put in place for any further funding or gifting to Planned Parenthood. Perry answered, "Absolutely." Perry went on to say the following, "Where is your common decency? Where is your understanding of right and wrong? Where is your morality?" He's asking that of Planned Parenthood. I bet I know the answer to that. No answer at all. Planned Parenthood decent? Harvesting lungs from babies? Planned Parenthood without any sense of right and wrong, especially when it comes to killing babies in the womb? Planned Parenthood with morality, a strong sense of good and evil? Harvesting organs from babies is not evil? None of the above. It's all about the parts for profit and the killing of babies. Don't ever forget, my fellow Americans, that this all happens because you and I paid for it. You and I paid for this. Tax dollars at work, yours and mine. Don't ever forget that. More importantly, don't ever accept that.